Downtown Hayes has a lot to offer. Sarah Bloom, Executive Director of the Downtown Hayes Development Corporation, talks to us about everything going on and more on this episode of the Post Podcast. I think an easy way to start, you know, coming up first is this sidewalk sale. I think that's on August 1st, right?
Yes, August 1st, Saturday, August 1st, so just a couple weeks away. We haven't promoted it heavily quite yet, but be watching for that in the next couple of weeks. We've been kind of trying to figure out how it was going to work this year and look this year. Obviously, we want to have that annual event, but we also want to keep the community safe and healthy. So we've been working really closely with the downtown businesses, trying to figure out how we could still host the event, but do it in a safe manner. And so it will be, kind of the sidewalk sale, social distance version. But it is happening on August 1st from 7:30 to 11. It's just going to look a little bit different this year. The downtown Hayes Market will still be open, but instead of moving those vendors from the pavilion to Main Street, we're going to go ahead and leave them under the pavilion, again, just for the purpose of social distancing. They're able to spread out over there in that area, and that spreads them out from the businesses on Main Street and those side streets as well. And then typically we've had, the Next Tech train, and we've had face painting and arts and crafts for the kids. Unfortunately, we're not going to be offering that in 2020, again, just for safety purposes. And then also, we typically invite businesses and organizations from outside of downtown to participate in the sidewalk sale. Typically we've got 60 to 70 vendors lining Main Street for five blocks, and we just don't feel that kind of capacity is safe this year. And so we are going to limit the vendors or participants to downtown businesses and organizations only. And so we're hoping, instead of 10 to 15 vendors per block, there's probably only going to be about 2 to 3 vendors per block. So it will feel a little emptier than years past, but it will be socially distant and much safer for the 2020 pandemic that is here in Hayes right now. So we are looking forward to it. It's still going to be a great event and a great time for you to come get summer deals and fall specials, but it's going to feel a little different.
Well, I mean, the cool thing to me is at least you get to still have the event. I mean, even if you have to kind of err on the side of caution, it's a good way for folks to get down. And if you've been cooped up in your home for 3 months now, 4 months, get out and kind of explore downtown again.
Yes, exactly. And we will be encouraging masks. Some of the downtown businesses are requiring masks of their staff. To my knowledge, none of them are requiring them for their guests or for their customers. But again, just based off the Ellis County health recommendations, we will also recommend masks be worn. But we're excited that we actually get to hold an event in downtown. We're looking forward to welcome everybody.
Yeah, very cool. Speaking of events downtown, Brews on the Bricks, it's scheduled, it's coming up too. Kind of what's the word there?
It's still scheduled as of now for August 29th. However, with the increase in numbers of cases, we are keeping an eye on that. It seems like a lot of events are getting canceled again, and so we're very conscious of that. We will be announcing our decision to cancel that event or keep that event on Monday, August 3rd. So if you have a ticket right now, go ahead and hold on to that until August 3rd. That's when we'll make our decision. And if we do decide that we need to cancel that event, we will have some special promotions or gift bags or things to hand out to current ticket holders to hopefully encourage them not to get a refund, but to stick with us this year as our thanks for wanting to be a part of it. But also, I don't know if a lot of people realize that Downtown Hayes Development Corporation is a 501c3. We are a nonprofit, and we do a lot for the community. Not only do we have our 12 annual events that everybody loves, like Brews on the Bricks and Frostfest and the Sidewalk Sale, we do a lot of things behind the scenes, too. We have a physical improvement committee that is constantly looking at ways to improve downtown. That's where the pavilion came from. We're looking at putting a permanent stage in Municipal Park. We're looking at banners and trash cans, and you name it, anything that we can do to continue to develop downtown, that committee handles. We've got another committee that's called Business Recruitment and Retention, and they're going into businesses and saying, how are you doing? What do you need? How are things changed? What can DHCC do for you? But also looking at empty buildings, communicating with those building owners about who they want in, or communicating with potential businesses about how much square footage they're looking for, and connecting those people together and trying to get new businesses on the bricks still. So we are a very vital organization to the success of downtown, and we feel, you know, downtown is vital to the success of the Hayes community in general. So as a 501c3, best case scenario this year, we are losing around $40,000 to $80,000.
Yikes.
From our annual budget of about $150,000. So like many organizations, I know this is not just affecting DHDC, but like many organizations, we are financially struggling in 2020, so we would be so appreciative of the community if they have Brews on the Bricks tickets to not get those refunded, to hang with us, to accept the gift basket or whatnot that we will give out if we have to cancel that event. And again, we won't make that decision until August 3rd.
Okay. Well, let's cross our fingers and hope that it can go on safely, of course, but... Yeah, that's a tough call, because you are talking about, there's a lot of people that come in from out of state and from all over Kansas, right, for that event? I mean, the breweries.
The breweries come from all over the state, outside of the state, and even our ticket holders, when you look at it, I mean, we've got tickets sold in Colorado and Iowa and all over the state as well. So it'll affect not only our ticket holders, but our brewers as well. And, you know, part of the process of deciding if we're even going to be able to host it is contacting those brewers and saying, do you feel safe coming to Hayes right now? And so we are contacting them and kind of seeing where their minds are at. And there's a lot that plays into it, but we have a great committee of volunteers that are helping us make that decision. And like you said, hopefully it can go on, but we'll make the official announcement on August 3rd on what the plans are for it.
Okay, well, we'll keep an eye out for that. Hey, speaking of breweries, you had a pretty cool thing with Gela's the other day, didn't you?
We did. We had a really fun time celebrating 15 years on the bricks with Gela's Diner and LB Brewing. It's hard to believe that they've been in downtown for 15 years now. And so it was fun reminiscing with their ownership and their board and their staff about where that building had come from, when there was, you know, holes in the floor and pigeons in the ceiling, to what it is now, which is a world famous brewery. And it was a lot of fun, and what a great honor for us to be able to give a brick and celebrate that with them, in these crazy times. It was nice to have some positive news to share.
Yeah, that's awesome. Good for them. And I tell you, not to call them out specifically, because I love so many of the local owned restaurants and businesses here. But the first restaurant I went into where I actually went and sat down after things started to open back up was Gela's. I had to get back in there.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. Well, they still have their special menu going on. They still have take-home family dinners. Many of our amazing downtown businesses have really adapted to the COVID-19 crisis, and Gela's is one of them. You know, they shut down, but then when they reopened, they had all the precautions in place and a specialized menu and carry out available. So it's been really great to see them back open, and the support of the community for not only them, but all of the businesses downtown. I know you and I have talked. I've been into a lot of the businesses, and a lot of them are saying, yes, we're back to 80, 90, even 100% in sales, in business. And that is thanks to the Hayes community. They supported them through the quarantine. They supported them through the shutdown. And now that they're back open, they have just come with open arms to shop at our local small businesses. And it means so, so, so much to all of the businesses on the brick. So thank you to the Hayes community that's listening to this. We really, really appreciate all of your support through all of this. And just thank you for shopping local and shopping small.
Yeah, I love that. Yeah, and there's such a cool amount of businesses down there, and a diverse amount of businesses. It's not just and I don't want to get into specific businesses, because I don't want anybody. If once you do that, you call out specific ones, then the other ones are like, hey, what about me? There's so many cool things down there.
I don't do it.
Yeah. But you know, this is something else that's coming up. School, however that ends up, school's going to be back in session at some point. And a lot of those businesses downtown are doing things to support that school, right? This is a good time of year to get in and do some local shopping for the school year and kind of wrap up summer session, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, speaking of shopping small and supporting small, I always like to point out that it is these small businesses that are supporting our schools, that are supporting our organizations and our 501c3s. And, you know, you don't see a lot of eBay or Amazon logos on the back of your kids' baseball team shirt. And so it is those small businesses that are supporting our community. And so it's important for our community to support them back. And one way to do that is there are a lot of indoor sidewalk sales happening right now that I would encourage you to check out. A lot of their summer items are going on sale now, even prior to August 1st. But then through August 1st, you know, you're going to see more and more sales, and then not only sales on the summer items, but they're going to be getting a lot of their fall inventory in, and it's a great time to be thinking about back to school and what your kids and yourself might need. And we may not be going back, you know, as quickly as we had anticipated, but eventually we hope to be going back, and this is a great time to shop for that eventually.
Yeah, for sure. And not just K-12, right? You a lot of those businesses do special things with the colleges or have, you know, Fort Hays stuff, branded stuff available. And I know that's something that I think you're probably postponing again this year, right? Is the March to Maine, or is that what it's called now? March to Maine. It used to be Court of Campus.
Okay. Absolutely. A lot of the stores do carry Fort Hays gear and support the universities. And it's, I always like to point out that we have three higher education institutions here. We have Fort Hays, NCK Tech, and Hays Academy of Hair Design. We have an event that recognizes all three of them and celebrates the students that are attending each of them, and that is March to Maine. That's going to even look a little bit different this year. We're turning that into a virtual event where we're going to record some really great videos and welcome messages. We're still going to give away a ton of prizes, but we're going to do it via entries on email. So, you know, one of the questions in the video might be, what's your favorite type of food? And if they answer Mexican, then we'll know exactly which restaurants to direct them to. So we want to be able to interact with them, enter them in for some great prizes, give them some great coupons to downtown businesses. But, you know, with it going virtual, we are also trying to figure out how to just make sure that the students feel welcome and wanted here in Hays, because when they're welcomed and wanted, then they stay longer, and that only boosts the community and the economy even more. So we are working closely with those three entities, as well as the Convention and Visitors Bureau, to try and figure out how we can get welcome or gift bags into the hands of every single student on all three of those campuses to make sure that they know, even though we can't throw a big party for you this year, we're glad you're here. So that's another event that is going to have to be a little bit different, but we continue to adapt and make an impact in the Hays community.
Excellent. Yeah, we do appreciate those students, and they are a boon for the economy here. That's no doubt.
Absolutely.
Well, Sarah, we're out of time. Anything else you want to try to squeak in real quick before we go?
No, I always like to remind people to check us out on social media, Downtown Hays, Downtown Hays Market, downtownhays.com, all the things Downtown Hays. We try to update everything as much as we can, and we always look forward to emails and phone calls if you have any questions or ideas for us.